Good morning, Nick Danger. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
I never use your last name.
You don't. I feel like I'm in trouble.
Well, speaking of danger.
Yes.
Remember when your children were little and you used to read Make Way for Ducklings?
Did you
read that to
them? Yeah, I'm sure that was in the mix somewhere.
Make Way
for Ducklings. Yep.
Yeah, my family is from the Boston area, and so that was really popular.
Yep.
Well, children have grown, and it's no longer Make Way for Ducklings. It is now Make Room for Student Loans.
Yeah.
Right? So it seems that I've had sort of an onslaught of calls lately of people asking me, what are they going to do to finance college for their kids? They're not even saying I have student loans and I'm in trouble. They're on the beginning, on the brink of it, right?
Right.
The problem is most freshmen will only get $5,500 in student loans these days.
Okay.
That is a far cry from what it is going to cost them to go to school for even 1 year.
Absolutely.
Even with scholarships, some other funds, maybe endowment, there still may be loans that need to be taken out. And if you can't pay for it in cash, most parents are looking toward parent plus loans or home equity loans
yeah.
or credit cards or some other thing. I think it's unrealistic to believe that people will not send their children to college because the loans are too scary.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have plenty of proof to say people will go to college and there's good reason for them to do so.
Right.
So they go to college and they get out and now you have student loan payments. I find that seldom people have any idea how much those payments will be when they come due and they've made no plan to cover them. So here's what I mean. If you have, you can ask your financial aid officer this. Most student loans are paid off or at least amortized over a period of 10 years, or if they're really big, like a couple hundred thousand, they'll give you 20 years.
Right.
So all you have to know is how much you're going to borrow and what the interest rate is. Whether they tell you what your payments are or not, look up a little loan chart or calculator or call me, right? 10 years or 20 years, you know what your loan payments
are. If you know the rate and you know the term, you know that you can come up with a payment.
So let's say you have $90,000 worth of student loans at the end of a four-year degree. Your payments are going to be a little more than $1,000 a month.
Okay.
How are you making room for that? Whether it's the student, who we hope will have a career, but
right.
we don't know that.
We'll be
or
able
whether
to afford
it's
that.
Parents who are on hook for it. The problem with Parent Plus loans is we don't have a lot of features that student loans have. Deferment, forbearance, income-based repayment. Those things may or may not be available on a Parent Plus loan.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents are footing the bill. So if you're already loaded with a mortgage, credit cards, car payments, and your children are about to go off to college, and you're trying to figure this out, what you need to do is make room for these student loans. Now, that seems pretty simple, right? How are you going to do it? I brought an example with me because I just had to run one of these. Let's say you have a mortgage, a couple of car loans, and four or five credit cards. Most of those credit cards will take anywhere between 12 years and 40 years to pay them off. There's no way you're making room for student loans if you're already close to max at that level. So you must devise a system that pays them off more quickly. I'll give you an example. One big box store, I mean, these are real numbers. One big box store that you buy electronics at, 19.75 years to pay off the credit card, our plan 1.25. It could be another plan. I'm not saying ours is the only way.
Right, but there are,
Right, but so, okay, here's one of those nice little medical cards that doesn't charge you any interest, 13.92 years, because eventually it does charge you interest.
Right.
Our plan 1.5. So the point is, I can pay off about 7 or 8 credit cards in this particular case, and this is really common, in less than 3 years. If you can get rid of this amount of debt, it could be car loans or anything else, in less than 3 years, you're starting to make a plan for how you're going to loosen up your purse strings to cover the loan payments.
And make room for those loans.
Because you're not making room for the whole amount of the debt. Most people cannot pay for college in cash these days. So all you have to do is keep your head down while your kid's in school studying. Keep your head down and get yourself out of debt. Because it's coming home to roost.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to have to pay it. And you don't have the same options you have with unsecured debt. Bankruptcy is probably not getting rid of your student loans. And I hate to say this, but I know people are hanging out there thinking, maybe the government's going to fix this. Well, maybe. But
or maybe not.
Maybe we plan to fail, right? It just, I'm usually an optimist, but we have a lot of history of not fixing this. And this is a very big problem and a lot of money at stake. So make room for these student loans.
Dr. Francis Ram is the Money Doctor. Power down debt and power up retirement. If people have questions, they can always reach out to you. And how do they do that?
Thanks. They can reach us at 413-774-5555 or on the web at powerdowndebt.com.